In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 18th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. This is going to sound like an odd way to start, but fair warning is fair warning. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is a slow talker. I mention that because the secretary was on CNBC this morning, where he was asked whether the new tariffs that the White House announced yesterday, 10% taxes on another $200 billion worth of Chinese imports, he was asked what that is going to mean for American consumers.
Well, you can do the numbers this way. If you have a 10% tariff on another $200 billion, that's $20 billion a year. That's a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of 1% total inflation in the U.S. Because it's spread over thousands and thousands of products, nobody's going to actually notice it at the end of the day.
Well, probably not nobody. More like somebody. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
Leather shoelaces, refrigerators, bicycles, soy sauce, certain kinds of seafood, fresh, frozen, or live. About half the goods Americans buy from China will soon face an additional tariff. Some, maybe not all, of that cost will likely be passed on to consumers. But the price of goods changes all the time.
There's more demand for them. There's a seasonal change. There's a sale that's going on.
Alexander Geisinger, a professor at Temple University, says consumers are unlikely to connect higher prices with tariffs.
In contrast to, for example, some of the sales taxes we see, that's going to be really clear. It's going to be on your receipt.
Yes, companies and industry groups are already trying to link higher prices and tariffs in the minds of consumers. But Geisinger says that education takes time, and consumers might not believe them. Edward Alden with the Council on Foreign Relations.
Consumers are going to start to feel it in their pocketbooks, but they're not going to understand exactly why. You know, why are prices going up here? Why are prices going up there?
A 10% tariff basically just offsets recent depreciations in the Chinese currency against the U.S. dollar, says Derek Scissors with the American Enterprise Institute. A jump to 25% could draw more attention.
You could have a product that has three different components that have all seen a 25% increase in import cost. Now, that's not going to be very many products. So what you're going to have is some people complaining loudly.
But lots of others not noticing at all. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.